Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Cipriani. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Cipriani Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime use.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Brennan.
What's up, San Diego? And a happy Monday to everybody out there in America's finest city. It is November now, coming off of the Halloween weekend. Hope you guys all had a great time. I'm Brayden Soprano. He's Frank Marchese. This is the Brayden Soprano Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Lot to talk about today. Lot to talk about today in a lot of different categories. We're obviously going to talk some Padres baseball today. Had some news happen over the weekend. We had a Gold Glove winner in Fernando Tatis Jr. We have seen everybody that has opted out of contracts and who has become free agents. We'll talk about that as that progresses. We had the World Series happen over the weekend. We got a tease, by the way. Got a tease of the new City Connects that are debuting in April, it said. Coming in April. I don't remember them being in April last time. I thought that we had them like in the middle of the season. I can't remember off the top of my head. I do remember the Padres were nice enough to give us City Connect stuff. I hope that's the case. And if anybody's listening down there at Petco Park, if the colors happen to be what I think they're going to be, I would love to be able to rep said jersey and rep it on the show and everything that you did last time. I would love to have that again this year. If I had to pick a number, it would be number 27. I'm just going to put that out there in the radio airwaves. I would love to be 27. I know you did it based on the year, and the year would be 26. But you know what? Just bump it up one more number, and that's my ask for the Padres. That's it. I'm at that point.
If it's 24, even I'll wear it.
There you go. Anything the way, well, it's blue. It might be blue and orange, Frank. There you go. There's your Mets colors. You can just pretend it's a Mets Padres jersey, I guess. The Mets City Connect. The Padres Mets City Connect. That looked like a cool tease video. If you haven't seen it, it's on social media. Padres posted it over the weekend. But what a weekend in sports it was. Clayton the South Bay is right on YouTube. Great day in college football. It's great to watch college football and your team's got a bye, let me tell you. So great weekend to watch college football and your team's got a bye. San Diego State did well against Wyoming. Defense is nasty. San Diego State's defense is a big reason why they are 7-1, why they are competing for a Mountain West championship, why they are in consideration for the college football playoff. Tomorrow, you're going to see the college football playoff rankings for the first time. I would not expect to see San Diego State in said college football playoff rankings. I would not. Do not hold your hopes out that you're going to see that. I don't think you're going to see that. You'll probably see Memphis. And if you look at the rankings right now, you have to start to pick out some group of five schools that you're going to have to deal with. Memphis is obviously number one. If they finish the season as AAC champions with one loss, they're probably going to get into the college football playoff over San Diego State. San Diego State right now really needs the champion of the American Conference to have two losses if they want to make the college football playoff. I think it's a pipe dream for them to make the college football playoff. I really do. But the fact that we're talking about it is a massive step in the right direction. And we've talked about Aztec football a lot, and we'll continue to talk about Aztec football. They got a lot of problems when it comes to attendance. And I don't think any of the attendance problems right now are about the style of play. I don't think any of them are about the opponent. I think most of the attendance problems they have are about getting people in the building because it's too expensive. Yes, they're playing really good football. Yes, they're 7-1. And I just talked about like opponent being, Wyoming's a decent opponent, but it's not like a draw. I'm going to tell you right now, $60 for the nosebleeds ain't happening. It's just not happening. I ain't spending that kind of money for that kind of game. Not when my season tickets for a Big 12 school is cheaper than that. There's two things that San Diego State can do with the ticket pricing. Either one, try to recuperate as much money as possible on the investment they had in the stadium, or two, get as many people in the building as possible. I think option number two is better because you know what is better than an empty seat, Frank? A half-price seat. At least somebody's in the building. Get them in the building. Get them in the building. And look, I understand there's a lot of people, including my dad, that had bought season tickets from the get-go and have to pay for the PSL part of the deal, the donation they had to give, and it's a lot of money. So those people aren't going to be able to recuperate their money on the aftermarket sales. But San Diego State, you have to find a way to get people in the building. Get them in the building. Get them in the building. If you get them in the building, they're probably going to spend some money on other stuff. They might buy some gear. They might, you know, spend a little extra on food. They got to pay to park. I mean, there's all these things that are going to rack up in cost. Get them in the building. If they show up, if they beat Hawaii next week or this weekend, if San Diego State beats Hawaii next weekend, and they're sitting at the top of the Mountain West standings, and a win against Boise State basically guarantees that they're hosting the Mountain West Championship game, and there's nobody at that Boise State-San Diego State game, that is a massive problem. Massive problem. Get them in the building. It's not on the staff. They're doing the best they can. The team is winning. They need some help from the admin. Get people in the building. The football team has done what they've needed to do. The tickets are too expensive. You've got to find a way to get people in there and make your money up in other spots. By the way, you own all that land. You're going to put all this development in and make money on rent from all these buildings you're putting in there. That's where you make your money, not the ticket prices that are way too expensive for what the product of the team is. Get them in the building. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, I was watching the game on TV. I did the upper deck. In fact, I was driving past Snapdragon Stadium when I was doing stuff on Saturday, and I looked, and the upper deck was empty. It was almost basically empty. And you're sitting there going, like, $60 for that? $70 for that? Come on. But as most people in the chat have said, they're not spending $60, $70, $80, $90, $100 to watch San Diego State football play. And you know what? It doesn't matter how good San Diego State football is. There's not a lot of people who are going to do that. It's a ridiculous amount of money. They got to start doing what the other sports teams do to get people at games and like start giving away tickets to local Pop Warner and club teams and everything like that. Try to get some high school kids in there. I don't know what the deal is with the high school and recruiting, but they have to get people in the building. I mean, it was sad to see that. This team is playing their ass off, and we could sit here and do cheerleader stuff as much as we want to try to get people in the building. But San Diego State needs to do a better job of trying to discount tickets and try to get people in there. I mean, I don't know how much it was to pay to park, but I know there's probably a lot to pay for park in that place. 833-288-9973, 833-288-9973. I thought the World Series was fun. The results kind of suck, but that was a heck of a Game 7. That happened over the weekend. I mean, think about all the little things that just happened to go the Dodgers' way for them to win that World Series. It's sickening to watch. Absolutely sickening to watch. Still a hell of a game. I mean, that was must-watch television over the weekend. Game 6 on Halloween and Game 7 on Saturday. And look at this. And I've said it before. I mean, there's a lot of people that are getting disinterested in baseball because of not having a salary cap. And who knows what that conversation negotiations are going to be like. But I will tell you this. As much as baseball gets a bad rap for a lot of different things, right? Millennials and Gen Z think it's boring. They outdid the NBA Game 7 by 10 million viewers. Did you guys see that? Game 7 between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Game 7 between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers in the United States drew 10 million more people than Game 7 of the NBA Finals this season. Everybody wants to talk about how baseball's dying. I mean, they destroyed the NBA. What is it, time of the year? Is it because more people are at home watching a game on November 1st? Is it because the Dodgers are a popular team and the Thunder are not? I mean, what is it? MLB did a great job. Their ratings continue to go up. The NFL ratings continue to go up. Everybody's ratings continue to go up except for the NBA. Makes you think. Now, San Diego FC. San Diego FC, that's a tough one to lose on the weekend. You had a 2-1 lead, Portland ties it late, and you lose it in penalty kicks. So a tough loss for San Diego FC, but you know what? It's a best of three series. And now you come back to Snapdragon Stadium and it's win or go home. So great of the year San Diego FC has had. And everything that has been put together, they got it. If they lose to Portland after what was a great performance in Game 1, after what was a great performance in Portland to end the regular season and getting the number one seed, I think it would be slightly disappointing for San Diego FC. Still a successful season in Year 1, but the expectations have changed as the season progressed. That's a heartbreaker for a lot of San Diego FC fans and San Diego in general. So hopefully they can overcome it. Good thing. It's a best of three. But they got to be able to beat Portland coming up next week and to try to advance to a conference semifinals. We got college basketball starting today. Frank, did you wake up at 5 in the morning to watch the first college basketball game of the season? I know you're a sicko like that.
No, I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning because the daylight savings switch. That was why I woke up at 5 o'clock.
That was me yesterday. I woke up at 6, and I was like, why am I up so early? I'm like, oh, well, it's kind of like 7 right now. Makes a lot of sense.
I didn't even realize it until like midnight that night. Someone said it. It's like, oh, that was tonight?
We got college basketball all day. All day. It started at 5 in the morning. And Frank, since you got up so early, could have flipped it on. You could have watched, I forgot who played at 5 this morning.
I could have, but here's the thing. I I didn't.
I decided not. It wasn't your week to watch Winthrop and Queens University. You could have watched Queens, dude.
That's cool.
Winthrop beat Queens this morning at 8 in the morning on the East Coast, 5 a.m. Pacific time. Winthrop won 81-74.
There's a game that's happening at 5 o'clock p.m. that I'm a little bit more concerned about, and that is my Hofstra Pride taking on Central Florida.
What time is that game?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock Pacific time?
Yes.
We got a lot of good games on today. Only one local team is in action today. That's UCSD. We'll talk about that later on the show. Lots to break down on today's show. We're going to talk San Diego FC later on the show. We'll talk about the Aztecs over the weekend against Wyoming. We'll talk about all the news in baseball as well with the World Series, players that are now free agents for the San Diego Padres. What's the latest in the managerial search? That got awfully quiet this weekend, Frank.
Been quiet.
It has. It's been so quiet.
It's been uncharacteristically quiet for this team.
It has been so quiet that our boss, Adam, who for a family event flew his family to Atlanta, was coming back and texted us all last night, is there any news on the managerial search? He was thinking he missed it. And we're all like, no, there's nothing. We got nothing. I have seen nothing. I have heard nothing. I have not seen a thing. I don't know what's going on. And the latest report we had last week, Frank, was what?
It was between Pujols, Hundley, Niebla, there it is, and a mystery fourth man. It's the NWO, it's the mystery fourth man instead of the third man.
But the other thing they said was they were expecting to make a decision
by the end of the week.
So maybe they were making a decision by the end of the week, and they're not announcing anything to the beginning of this week?
They just didn't specify which week. See that?
See, now you got to think of it from a radio perspective. Love to have it late this week. That could be the announcement. We could talk about it. You know, maybe on a Wednesday, and then don't do the press conference till next Tuesday. And now we're just week after week, just racking it. Love to see it. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We'll get your phone calls about the World Series, get your phone calls about Aztec football. Aztec basketball starts tomorrow. USD basketball starts tomorrow. UCSD is in action tonight. High school football, there was some serious drama with the ratings and some things behind the scenes. We'll talk about that later on. We got a lot to get to, and we're just getting started. Brayden Suprenant Show, live and locally each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Frank?
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And I just talked about some high school football stuff off air. We're going to get to some high school football stuff later on in the show. Everybody's upset about the rankings. You know what? We did that to ourselves by pissing off the Cal Preps guy that used to do the Cal Preps ranking system, which I thought was the best. But no, we decided to make him upset, and so now we have this new ranking system, and then there's other people talking about, like, we got to go back to enrollment, brother. What? No. You know what we don't need, Frank? We don't need Cathedral and Olympian playing in the same playoffs. We don't need that. We don't need that. Do you want Lincoln to be in D4? I mean, what do you think Lincoln's going to do to teams in D4 if we're doing it based on enrollment? By the way, there are, Frank, here's a fun stat for you for high school football in San Diego. There are 78 high school football teams that play 11-man football in San Diego. Do you want to tell me how many of them made the playoffs?
All of them.
72. Correct. It was 77 and 72. Why not just have those five teams that didn't make it play?
Because then it's not
might
a
as well. They might as well just play. Game. They should just do their own little bracket. Think about that. Five schools didn't make the postseason. What? What are we doing? I don't get it. We'll talk more about that later on the show. There's a lot of people that are popping off on social media upset about the ranking system and all this other stuff. And I agree. I think Lincoln got hosed, not being in the open. It's kind of a joke. I think they got hosed. But we've done this to ourselves. And then all of a sudden everybody was like, why don't we have the 8-team open? I don't know. We used to have that. And then teams complained that were 5, 6, 7, and 8, that they could never win a championship, and they wanted to win a championship at the lower. It's unfair that the 9 team is winning a CIF championship, and us, the 5, don't get to win a CIF championship. Everybody gets a trophy in San Diego, and everybody that complains about it says that they don't, but that's the reality. We have done this to ourselves. We have done this to ourselves. So for everybody that wants to bitch, moan, and complain about this, we have done this to ourselves. All of us coaches have done this to ourselves. We really have no right to bitch about this. But we will bitch about it later on the show because it's fun. Let's talk about Aztec football.
How about them Aztecs?
How about them Aztecs? John Lewis isn't a guy that complains about this stuff. Aztecs on Saturday. I thought they did a pretty good job. The defense balled out. The defense has balled out all season long. They have. They've balled out all season long. And you look at overall how many points they've allowed. I mean, it's got to be top in the country. If I just look through it. San Diego State this season has allowed 80 points the entire year. They've allowed 80 points the entire season. 80. They've allowed 41 in conference. There's nobody even close to that. It was Ohio State and it was Oklahoma for a long time. Ohio State has only allowed 55 points all season. And the other one is Oklahoma. And I don't know where Oklahoma is at right now. They've allowed 127. But out of every team in college football, there are currently only, and I'm just kind of breezing through the standings right now that show points against, there are only 3 schools that have allowed less than 100 points. 2 of them are the top 2 teams in the country, Ohio State and Indiana. Ohio State's allowed 55 points this year. Indiana's allowed 97. And in between both of those, in terms of defense, San Diego State is allowed 80. Now, I know the schedules are slightly different, okay? Like, is San Diego State going to do that to, are they going to blank teams like UCLA, probably not. I mean, Indiana held UCLA to 6 points. They've held Maryland to 10 points. They held Oregon to 20 points. I mean, they're probably not going to be able to do that. They held Illinois to 10. San Diego State could probably blank Indiana State and Kennesaw State and stuff like that, but that's the schedule that Indiana has played. Everybody's like, well, their schedule's way better. They played Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, Indiana State, Illinois, Iowa, Oregon, Michigan State, UCLA, Maryland. Out of that list, the only team that's really scary is Oregon. Illinois is okay. I know when they beat them, they're the 9th team in the country. That seemed a little, I don't know, high. I mean, the bottom half of the Big Ten is not great. Then you look at Ohio State's schedule. Their biggest win is against Texas because they were number one in the country at the beginning part of the season. Texas hasn't played anything close to a top 25 level team all season, like a top 25 level team all season. Oh, sure, they beat Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt was playing with fool's gold. Ohio State schedule, Grambling, Ohio, Washington, not bad. Minnesota, Illinois, Wisconsin, Penn State. I mean, give me a break. So for everybody that was like, well, San Diego State's schedule, I mean, their schedule's fine. A lot of these teams at the top don't play a great national schedule anyway. The SEC kind of does, but they just kind of beat up on themselves. And when the SEC beats up on themselves, wow, look at all the parity. But when the Big Ten does it, or the ACC, or the Big 12, or, you know, Mountain West, it's like, look how bad that conference is. I'm tired of that narrative, too. We'll talk more about college football later on. I do want to focus more on the Aztecs. But again, I look at a team like Tennessee is still ranked. I root for the Tennessee Volunteers. My brother went to Tennessee. I'm a Tennessee Volunteer fan. There is no reason why Tennessee should be ranked at any point in time right now. There's no reason. What has Tennessee done to deserve getting ranked in college football? Losing to good teams? They lost to Georgia. Great. They lost to Alabama. Great. They lost to Oklahoma. Great. They beat Syracuse, East Tennessee State, UAB, Mississippi State, Arkansas, and Kentucky. They got New Mexico State in their next game after a bye this week. Then they got Florida, who they never beat, and they have to go to Florida. And then they finish the season with Vanderbilt. What has Tennessee done to announce that they should be a top 25 team in the country? Again, as much as like San Diego State's getting votes in the top 25, and people, I've saw these tweets like, well, you know, the schedule they play, they don't deserve. What has Tennessee done to say that they should be in the top 25? Nothing. They have done absolutely nothing. Makes no sense. But I go back to San Diego State and the way that they played. Again, the offense was okay. It's good to get Lucky Sutton going, okay? Lucky, 28 carries, 158 yards and a touchdown. Ground and pound against a good Wyoming defense. Jaden Denico was all right, but he missed all week of practice because he was banged up. 11 for 22, 194, a touchdown, two picks. One of those picks was bad. But with Fresno State beating Boise State, San Diego State now holds the only undefeated in-conference record in sole possession of first place in the Mountain West. Boise State's now 4-1 in second place after the loss, and Fresno State, Hawaii, and New Mexico are tied for third at 3-2. That game against Hawaii on Saturday is going to be a big one. San Diego State needs to be able to go to Hawaii and get a dub, and then you get ready for Boise State. You cannot view Hawaii as a team that's not going to be a formidable foe. And I don't think San Diego State's going to do that. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Going to hear what Sean Lewis had to say after the win over Wyoming when we come back. We will also take a look at some things going on in Padres world. Got some opt-outs to report on, as well as talking about San Diego FC's loss over the weekend. We'll get to all of that as we continue on the Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm tired of people bitching about Snapdragon Stadium and the whole thing is like, there's no shade. I don't want to bring it up because it's so dumb. It's such a dumb argument. Go to any stadium in the country for college football and you could tell me how many have shade. The answer is zero. Unless they play in a dome. No shade. Such a tired narrative. If you don't like Snapdragon Stadium because there's not shade, you just were never going to go anyway. You're just being bitter and upset for no reason. Go touch grass. Go put a smile on your... Go do something that makes you happy, bro. Terrible. Shade talk. It's 2025. We're still talking about the shade. No shade at the horseshoe. I don't really care. You know where there's no shade? Neyland Stadium. It gets hotter than the sun at Neyland Stadium. I got to put my face back here. There we go. Frank's upset. Well, I don't know if you're upset or not, but we have some opt-outs, Frank. We had an opt-out today. Yesterday, we all knew that Michael King was opting out. Anybody that thought Michael King was going to opt into that mutual option, you're crazy. Robert Suarez opted out today.
As expected.
Shocker. Yeah, shocker. That's a... Thanks for everything. Moving on. And now, hey, he's got a little competition for a closer spot, I guess.
No kidding.
Who else opted out today, Frank?
Edwin Diaz just opted out.
How much money was Edwin Diaz making?
He made $21.5 million last year. He was going to make $15.4, $15.3, and then $17.2 on a club option in the next three.
Wow.
And he hasn't been remotely the same closer he was since the Dominican team decided to use him as a trampoline. He hasn't been nearly as good. So now... I don't know where Edwin Diaz thinks he's going to get $15.5 million. I don't know where he's going to get it.
I find it hard to believe in this era right now, with everything that's went on with the World Series and spending money and wanting a salary cap, the teams are just going to be just hashing out tons of money. I just don't see it. I think a lot of teams are going to see what the Dodgers did and be like, okay, well, they're spending more money than we make. How much more do we need to spend on, and why am I going to spend all this money on this closer? I don't know. Unless all these guys think the Dodgers are going to sign him. Highly possible at this point in time. I'd be stoked if I was the Mets. I don't have to pay him anymore. It's like, all right, dude, see ya. Appreciate it. This guy's like Alex Bregman opting out, Edwin Diaz opting out. I mean, guys that have done okay on these contracts, and they're not opting out? That's kind of crazy to me.
Well, the Marlins general manager search is over now, too.
The Marlins what?
General manager search. Gabe Kapler is now the general manager for the Marlins.
Who's the... What happened to the other guy?
Must have gotten the axe.
The Marlins were looking for a general manager? Did we know about this?
I think we did. I'm pretty sure we did.
Where is the... Peter Bennix is a baseball op guy? Is that who that is then? Or did he get canned?
There's also Frankie Pellissier, I guess. He's the vice president of amateur forecasting and player evaluation initiatives. Jesus.
Oh, Peter Bennix is the president of baseball ops. So they hired a general manager underneath him, I guess.
Well, there you go.
That's an interesting match right there. Peter Bennix and Gabe Kapler. Who's going to pay? I don't understand who would pay Edwin Diaz $50 million to be a mediocre closer.
Folks, if you're listening to us on the radio right now, yes, we do know what's going on. I promise. We know things. It may not sound like it all the time, like the last 5 minutes, but we do know things.
I forgot the Marlins. I mean, to me, general manager jobs when there's president of baseball is such a waste of a job. What exactly are they doing that's different than what the president of baseball is doing?
They're managing the Generals.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Managing the Generals. I mean, Peter Bennett's going to make all the decisions over there. All right, free agent tracker now with that new information. So now you have Edwin Diaz on the market. And Robert Suarez is on the market. It's amazing to me some of these opt-outs. I'm glad. I mean, thank God the Padres don't have to pay him anymore. I'm not really sad about that, to be honest with you. I'm not. For what he is, for what he does. I mean, good for him if he's going to make $20 million a year. I find it like, so somebody goes, well, he's going to make X amount of money, right? Mm-hmm. And then every single time I go, what team is going to give him that kind of money? It's amazing to me. I remember saying that with the Mets with Sean Manaea. I'm like, what? The Mets are giving him what? $20 million
a
year?
Ridiculous.
Why? There's going to be guys like that the entire time during this free agent period. Again, it's 5 days after the World Series is over, right? So that's today's day two?
Yes.
It's so three more days.
Yeah, it would be the 6th, I believe. It would be Friday.
Where it's going to open up. And you're going to start seeing guys coming off the board because you get a little initial couple big names off the board early. Then you have a little bit of a lull. Then you get the winter meetings, and then a little bit of a lull, and then you get like right before spring training.
So with that, the Padres officially have 8 guys in free agency. Luis Arraez, Dylan Cease, Nestor Cortez, Jose Iglesias, Michael King, Martin Maldonado, Ryan O'Hearn, and now Edwin Diaz. Robert Suarez.
Robert Suarez. That'd be sick if Edwin Diaz was in the Padres.
Right. Get the trumpets here.
Yeah, there he is, Edwin Diaz. Got a 2 WAR last year.
He was average. He was nothing special. He was special when he signed that contract. And then the Dominican team jumped on him, and he's been average since then.
Well, according to FanGraphs, he is the free agent with the highest F-WAR from last year.
That's cool.
Which is a 2. But like a guy with a 2 WAR, is that guy worth $20 million a year?
No.
I don't think so. I don't care how valuable they think pitchers are. I mean, but you just look at this. Like Hedges already got he already re-signed with Cleveland.
Yes.
He got $4 million.
That's cool.
$4 million. To basically be a coach. I don't see Suarez on this. Oh, there he is. He has the second highest. He's the second highest pitcher behind Edwin Diaz with a 1.9 WAR at age 35. Who's giving him $20 million a year?
If you want to see the full release of who is going to be a free agent this year. If you go on Twitter, if you look up MLBPA communications, this is from, I believe, Friday or Saturday. Pardon me.
Oh, they have 137 names that are already free agents?
Yes, they updated it. They actually updated it today. They have the list of who is a free agent and who is not. Well, they have a list of every – they have a breakdown of everyone who is coming off of every team as a free agent.
Interesting. Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that press release.
Yeah, that was from the earlier in the week. They now have an updated one, not with the ones – not with, like, Suarez and Diaz on it, but they do have another one.
I can't wait for them to put the value of these contracts of like what they think is going to happen, because Fangraphs will start putting out like what these guys are expected to get based on WAR and how much money. I mean, again, they're just going to be making so much. It doesn't. The amount of money they get just doesn't equate to like what they bring to a team, which is amazing to me. Because you run into a problem of like these organizations that want to spend over $200 million on a team, but like the going rate for average players is like $10 to $15 million. I mean, there's only so many of those players you can have on your team. Like something's got to give on the whole baseball offseason situation. The owner's got to start spending more money because the price of doing business is a lot higher, or they got to start like not giving out these gigantic contracts for things that are just average players.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, if you had to like roughly say, you know, how much money should an average baseball player get? Like, what is an average WAR for a season? Average player. What is an average WAR? It's above replacement level, right? Isn't it zero? Yeah. Would that be an average player?
Yeah.
It's a replacement level player. Average player in Major League Baseball is a zero?
I would assume.
Those are players that are like Hunter Strickland, Tim Mazza, Michael Kopech, Austin Slater, Luis Renjifo, Craig Kimbrell. How much money should those guys get? Average player.
I mean, it's... the owner, as much as you want to say the player set the market, the owner set it too. Because the players can ask for the world. The owner doesn't have to.
No, I'm asking you. How much should an average Major League Baseball player make in this day and age of sports?
I mean, it depends on position. I would say between the $5 to $10 million range would be my guess.
Average player, an average salary in Major League Baseball, $5 million? I think that's fair. An above average player? Like, would you consider... I'm just trying to figure out like what a market is in terms of like what makes sense. Would you consider like Austin Hedges is a 1.2 WAR? Would you consider him above average player?
No.
No, I wouldn't. He's got a 1.2 WAR from last year. He's obviously good defensively. But like what should a guy like Austin Hedges get? $4 million? I think that seems kind of fair at this day and age. Would you consider Miguel Rojas an average player in Major League Baseball? Age 37? He's got a 1.7 WAR.
He's above average, about 2 hours north.
Yeah, that's true. What about a guy like...
Cody Bellinger just opted out.
Yeah, of course he did. Cody Bellinger is the second highest WAR player on this year's market, 4.9, tied with Kyle Schwarber. The ages on Fangraphs are for what the player's age is going to be on June 30th, 2026. So he's going to be 30 next season. 30-year-old Cody Bellinger, how much should Cody Bellinger get in the market? Like, how much would you be willing to pay a 30-year-old at his level?
15 to 20.
Maybe a little bit more. He might get more than that.
I would assume he's going to get more than that.
15 to 20. Like, the best players in baseball, I think, like, the best player in baseball should be getting, like, what? 40 or 50? In the grand scheme of things. If you got to, like, set the market. Ignore the fact that Ohtani gets 70. Like, Ohtani should be getting $70 million because he does two things at an elite level.
No, Ohtani only gets two.
He's getting 70. He's just getting two. It deferred. It's 70. And I know it's deferred money, but they're taking an average. It's not two towards the cap. It's 37, whatever it is. But in the grand scheme of things, he should be getting what? 70? 60? He should be getting 60. Paid the most out of everybody. Is it fair to say that Shohei Ohtani should be getting paid the most out of everybody in Major League Baseball?
100%. He's a number one starter and the best hitter in baseball.
Yeah, he does two things at an elite level. What should the highest baseball player be making in 2026?
Depends on what position cap you have. I would say it's...
I'm just saying in general terms.
I'm saying for a starting pitcher, if you want to cap it at 25, then that's... Ohtani should be getting double that, so he should get 50.
Ohtani should be setting the market. He's the best player at an elite level, is what I'm saying. So
you should get half of what Ohtani is getting. So if Ohtani's getting 60, then your number one starter and your second best hitter should be getting 30.
Okay, so you think Ohtani should be making $60 million?
He should be making double everybody else because he's doing.
I know, but you're thinking. I understand what you're saying, but. I want you to set Ohtani's number and then set the pitching numbers.
If Ohtani is 60, then
okay.
The
so you think Ohtani should be 60? 30. I'm asking what Ohtani should be.
Ohtani should be 60.
Okay, Ohtani should be 60. Therefore, the best starting pitchers in Major League Baseball should be making 30, and the best hitters in Major League Baseball should be making 30.
Yes.
Right. That seems relatively fair. And then above average players should be making 20 to 25, and then like. Average players should probably be making 10 to 15. And then bench guys should be making under $10 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
That seems pretty fair.
Yeah.
That's why it's amazing. Like, is Alex Bregman a $40 million a year player?
No.
No, he's not. He just opted out of that. That's what makes it crazy to me. I mean, some of these contracts, I just feel like everybody's trying to get paid the highest in Major League Baseball history. But after Ohtani gets paid, there's not a single person in Major League Baseball that should be making more money than Shohei Ohtani, and I don't care what inflation says.
Mm-hmm.
Ohtani should be making the most. He set the market. Everything else should backtrack after that. That's the whole point of the market. So you should be getting, you know, guys like Cody Bellinger. He's an above-average player. Is he one of the best hitters in baseball? Is he one of the best players in baseball? Is he a $30 million a year guy? No. He's probably like a $20 to $25 million a year guy. That doesn't mean he'll get that. He'll probably ask for $40.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, KG, I know Soto makes more money than Ohtani. That's ridiculous. That is borderline stupidity. It's stupidity. You're talking about a guy that can't run, a guy that can't field, and a guy that only hits. He's really elite at hitting, but that guy should be getting paid more.
He had like 26 stolen bases this year.
Dumb things on the base paths. I mean, him stealing bases doesn't mean he's a good runner.
I think he went 40-30 this year. Soto.
He does a lot of bonehead things on the base paths.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he can run a little bit, though.
I know, but the fact that you know, stealing bases doesn't make you a great base runner. You can get a good jump every once in a while. But the reality is Juan Soto shouldn't be getting paid anything close to what Shohei Ohtani's making. He only does one thing really good. He's not a five-tool player.
Oh, he had 38 stolen bases this year. My goodness.
I would not consider Juan Soto an elite base runner. I would consider him an elite hitter. He's probably the best hitter in the game.
You know what his previous career high in stolen bases was before this year?
15?
12.
Yeah, that's kind of odd.
12 stolen bases for the Padres in 23, tied his career high in 2019 with the Nationals. He went 38 for 42 this year.
So, I just some of these numbers are getting just to a level that just doesn't make any... That's why these opt-outs don't make any sense to me. Because if you look at it from a perspective of what it should be, I think Ohtani should set the market... And then after that, since he is elite at both things, it should be broken off of $30 million a year should be for the best hitters in the league. $30 million a year should be the best pitchers in the league. And you work your way down. But right now, I mean, these guys are getting paid way more than what they're probably worth to a team. And these payrolls are so high. These long-term contracts are just killing teams that it just makes it so tough to for these teams to add payroll sometimes. That's why, like, the Alex Bregman opt-out was just insane to me. That's why the Edwin Diaz opt-out is crazy to me. I mean, who's going to pay Edwin Diaz more than $20 million a year? To do what exactly? To close out a handful of games to get you how many innings? How many innings did Edwin Diaz throw last year?
I just closed the Mets page, too. Hold on.
How many innings did Edwin Diaz throw last year?
Edwin Diaz threw... Oh, for God's sake.
Sometimes these computers are just not great.
Edwin Diaz threw 66 innings.
66 innings. And that guy wants, what, like probably $20 million a year? 25 a year? Do you think he wants 25 a year?
66 and a third is his second most in his career.
He threw
73 and a third in 2018, his last year with Seattle. Hit 57 saves that year, too.
I mean, think about, like, he's getting paid $70 million over... You know, or $25 million over 70 innings. I mean, he's making like, what is that? $357,000 every time he pitches an inning?
I'll sign up for that.
Yeah, to be a pitcher, not necessarily the guy handing out the money. Some of these contracts are crazy. We'll talk more about MLB free agency when we come back. Brayton Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 to the Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayton Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97 through the Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.